Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it, yes. They sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old profs, darling. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Well, hello.
Is everyone, you know, sexy, like sexy, sick Ben. Yeah.
Husky voice. My body gave out after the crappies. After all that work, all that preparation, after the travel in the middle of it. And of course, actually probably more to do with it are the 48 hours I spent in cold because of the power outage. And I am now experiencing my first cold since the pandemic. It's not COVID. I've been tested. Both antigen and PCR. It's not good. Just good old,
three times good a old day.
Fashioned, three times a day. I'm basically just
I know you're running back to that to get it.
No,
test.
I did the PCR once. The PCR is really accurate. So, like, you know, I mean, I don't feel like I have COVID. I'm just run down. I'm a run down podcaster at the moment, but not run down enough that I can't podcast more and
well,
more.
Well, we are a standard American family, okay? We're a SAF because one of us gets sick and then it's miserable and then the other one gets sick when the other one's healthy. So you see, it's like now we just need to wait for our kids to get it.
Yeah.
And pass around the whole family. But good news, I'm not sick and I can walk again. I'm just, your loss is my gain somehow. I think I sucked all the health energy from you because I got to see you this past weekend. The crappies are still up online. If anybody wants to watch them, you can still get tickets until Friday over at watchwhatcrappens.com. That was produced by Moment, who did a fantastic job. It looked
so
great.
Good.
Also, all the winners are listed over on our Instagram and our Substack, which we now have. That's like our newsletter space.
Yeah, and we just got some photos back from our photographer, and they look amazing. She was so wonderful, Carolina Greiner, if anyone's interested in a photographer in the LA area. And so we'll be posting those on our social media over the next few days because they're like – It's just so good.
Yeah, so go check all that stuff out. We are continuing the tour. This month, we've got tons of shows. And guess what? Don't have my list pulled up. Here it comes. We've got a lot of shows this month, which we're super excited about. We're going to get to go. We start on March 9th, okay? And this is just all this month. Charlotte, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Denver, Colorado, Salt Lake City, Seattle, San Francisco, and that'll do us for this month. So get your butts out there and come see us and give us some hugs. Okay, get your tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Also check out the rest of the cities we're coming to. We're going to be traveling around through June. So come see us. Now today is Below Deck, Season 10, Episode 14.
Yeah, big episode. It's Sandy's goodbye episode for this season. But the season's not over. The season shall continue on. Because Lee's back. Captain Lee is back.
Yes.
Hey, I've got good Captain Lee voice today. How about that?
I approve of her decision. I just wish she had contacted me first. So here we are. It's nighttime. It's a full moon because it's a reality show. And that's how, you know, it's always a full moon.
Always.
Okay. And we still have those crazy ass beauty queens obsessed with turkey sandwiches and steak wrapped up in 24 karat gold, yelling lunch. Well, it's really just one lady. But they're all pretty obnoxious. So it's night, it's a full moon, and these crazies are out and they're like, to prosperity. And then John, the gay, they're gay, just goes, yes.
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 You know, last week we were really confused.
Yes.
Prosperity. We were confused about his drag name last week because he called himself Trossy Twats. And we're like, what? We didn't get it. It
turns out his last name is. We looked up on Urban Dictionary, and it actually did mean something, right? It was like trashy, hussy, slut, or slutty.
Tramp, or something like that. So like, oh, that's what it was. But it turns out, because actually several of his like childhood friends reached out to us, and were like, no, that's actually his name, John Trossy, or something like that. Like, oh, okay. So anyway, okay. So there it is.
Still
it's
a
acknowledged.
Bad track name. Yeah, still a bad track
name. It has been
name.
Acknowledged, and we see it, we hear it. I don't know if it moves the needle for me, but at least we're getting the facts out there.
Still stupid. Hold on, let's watch this needle move. Nope, it's still stuck on stupid drag name. Okay, very bad.
The needle has actually inverted in on itself and recoiled. I also want to point out that...
Sigh! It twin peaks itself.
Laquish, the turkey lady, she is selling t-shirts that say, I'm the turkey sandwich lady, or something like that. So, for everyone who's been champing at the bit...
I'm the turkey sandwich. Like, I'm the biggest pain in the ass of a guest on this show, so come buy my t-shirt. Fuck off, lady. Hell no, I'm not going to go buy your stupid t-shirt. I'm going to make a t-shirt that says, fucking learn some manners in public. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Lunch! Yeah, lunch!
I feel like she has... I appreciate her optimism that most of America will see that t-shirt out of context and know what the hell it's about. And that people will actually want to buy it because they're such big fans of hers. Like, at least what's-his-face. Remember the NFL player on Below Deck Med, the crispy pancake edges? You know, we had the whole pancake saga. And he came out with merch too. But his merch was like, it was very much like pro, like pancakes got to have crispy edges. Like, that can at least translate out of a Below Deck context. But what I'm trying to say is, Lakeish, you just have to have better merch. You have to have a better brand.
Yeah, because like, well, maybe it's brilliant merch because if you say I'm the turkey sandwich lady, everyone is the turkey. Like, who doesn't love a turkey sandwich? Like, maybe. Literally everybody loves a turkey sandwich. I mean, probably like 96% of the world loves a turkey sandwich. You know what I mean?
Except for people like you, vegetarians and vegans, and people who also appreciate a more delicious lunch meat.
Right, but it's still enough. It's still classic enough. I mean, come on. The Mayflower came here.
I'm really not yes.
Slaughtered a lot of people. I need the debate. It's fine. Like, made America, you know.
I mean,
look. Celebrated with turkeys. It's a past. My point is, like, if you put a potato on a shirt, you're going to sell the shirt because people love a potato. You know, it's
I don't feel like a lot of people love a turkey sandwich. People
Oh my God. Eat it's probably the sandwiches. Most famous sandwich in the world.
I know, like, but I don't. Sandwich. Do people love a turkey sandwich? People like a turkey sandwich. They'll eat, but that does. Do people say, oh my God, a turkey sandwich? I don't know. So, as ironically, I got myself a turkey sandwich 2 days ago because Fat Sal's used to have a sandwich that has like coleslaw and Russian dressing and Swiss with ham. It was so good. But they got rid of the ham. They made it a turkey sandwich. And I was like, I guess I'll have to get it with turkey. And I liked it. But I didn't love it the same way I would have loved it as with ham.
Oh, my God. Noted. Okay. Someone called the Turkey Association of America. But in general, maybe it's a good idea because maybe people will be like, oh, my God, turkey. I can relate to that. I'll buy that T-shirt. Now, that said, just shut up. Just shut up, lady. You are the worst. And as a waiter, I want to, you know, drop a pitcher on you. You know, like, whoops. Yeah. When you just, like... I have wrist troubles. I'm so sorry. Sorry that entire picture of sangria spilled all over.
Carpal syndrome.
Everybody loves a carpal tunnel sandwich, guys. Come on. So the captain is checking in with Rachel. She's like, you know, I'm really happy Captain Lee's feeling better. And I'm not going to share that with the crew until Captain Lee makes it back. Once he's on this island, I'll share it with the crew. But not until then. I don't trust anything until it's on this island.
Mama, what's that song? How's that song go?
Mama will provide. Norma will provide. Walk with me, little girl. Let me be your guide. Hug with me, little girl. We are on an island.
Sandy will provide. So the guests are having dinner and they're heading up to their table, and John, of course, is like, oh my goodness, this is gorgeous. And Fraser goes, it's an explosion of beauty and fire. Like, wow, the enthusiasm just oozing out of him.
Get over here. I want a hug. Get over here, silly boy. So they hug. And then Haley and Tyler are cleaning rooms. And Haley just sees something and picks it up. And she's like, oh my God, what was that? It was absolutely disgusting. It was as disgusting as the first time I found flack in my private parts after masturbating with my roommate's toothbrush.
So then, and then, like, Fraser's talking about how, like, you know, we're a stew down, we're a big boat, the guests are wonderful, but they're a lot of work, so I do feel like I'm doing a hell of a lot, and we just need another stew, I need them quick, and fuck me, do they need to be good, I absolutely need them. And then it cuts to Haley knocking over, like, a piece of wood from the wall. I didn't understand what happened, like, something broke off on a desk.
It's like Haley trying to masturbate with a table lamp. So then Rachel's like, oh, yeah, tonight's a weird 80s steakhouse night because it's 80s night and I'm going to make steak with Worcestershire sauce. Yeah, I'm from Florida. I said Worcestershire. I can say however the fuck I want to.
And meanwhile, outside, it's windy. Oh, man, this is crazy. I can't dock a boat in this. God, please, wind, stop. Stop for tomorrow, please. I beg to the wind gods, please.
Here's what happens, okay? When it's windy, here's what happens. Let me give you a monologue, guys. So if it happens, boom, we're in the sand, okay? I'm concerned about our anchor drag because the danger of dragging anchor is landing on rocks. And then we go boop and we fall over, okay? So I don't sleep well when the wind is like this. It's my job to keep us safe on this island. On this island.
I do care about the rocks that you got because I'm still Sandy from the
this block island.
Of cheese. This island. Of cheese. This block of island cheese.
So Fraser is checking in on cabins and, you know, running, you know, being Fraser, just like internally freaking out, running around. And then we just keep cutting to the guests asking, literally, they're trying to make it look like these guests are being unreasonable, which is easily believed because these guests are pretty unreasonable, but they're not really. They're like, can I have some more water? He's like, oh my God, just die already. Die in your sleep. I don't have a fork. Can I have a fork? He's like, oh my God, you fucking monsters.
Yeah, I mean, there is a request for coconut syrup, which is a little bit more exotic. And then there is a request for scissors, which doesn't really make sense. But then it's like butter and a Diet Coke.
But then it gets really bad. Rachel's the one who's really having to deal with this, right? Because everybody's got a different food allergy. And one has a salad on with the dressing on the side. One has no cheese, but with the dressing. One has a dressing, but it can't have dairy in it. So she had to make a special dressing for this lady, you know. Meanwhile, I'm glad that you're all on these special diets. You don't seem like it. You know what I'm like? It's not paying off. I know that's
just
terrible.
Come right out with it. Ronnie just took a knife out of the back of his pocket and just threw it across the room at someone's neck.
I know that that's terrible. I'm not saying anyone's ugly or anything like that. I would just never look at any of you and say, wow, you're glowing. Do you not eat gluten? You know what I mean?
Like, right.
It's not working. Just have the fucking blue cheese and shut the fuck up. You're making us all nuts.
You know, they're pageant ladies, so they're all messed up, you know?
Well, so the pageant's over, okay? This is a different chapter.
Yeah. So John gives a lap dance to Laura. Laura's the primary. He looks sort of like Shannon Bedore. And then he's like, oh, my God, your boob fell out because, like, one of those chicken cutlets falls out. She goes, that's not my boob. It's my butt.
Thankfully, it's Tuesday, chicken night.
I feel like chicken tonight, like chicken tonight. We're not getting chicken. Oh, well, no, that's fine. That's fine. I just because I felt like something didn't mean that anyone had to actually honor or respect it. I'm really good at putting my chicken feelings down deep down into a little dark space. Okay, I'm happy. I'm happy.
So Rachel is preparing the 24-karat gold steak, but she refuses to wrap Lakeisha's in the entire sheet of 24-karat. She's like, fuck her. Everyone gets to feel special. So she divides it up into all the guests. And she's like, I want everyone to feel special, not just you. I want them all panning for it. She's gonna shit in the toilet.
And then there was like this really weird use of the sound effect. Did you notice this? Because Lakeish, they're yet served the surf and turf. So we have steak and we have two pieces of shellfish on top of the steak with the gold leaf. And Lakeish looks at it and she goes, is this shrimp or lobster or both? And she takes her fork and she knocks off one of the indeterminate shellfish from the steak and it lands on the plate and it goes, I was like, she's allowed to make some room to cut into her steak.
But was I think it was just like that's in favor of the lobster or the shrimp or the steak. Like, or I think it was it a diss of the gold? You know,
I think it was that after all that, she just sort of cast aside the gold. Like, she was more concerned with the lobster and the shrimp in that moment, and she just like knocked the gold off as if like, who cares.
So then she's like, everybody, have you tried the 24-karat gold steak? You've got to try it.
Yeah. And then downstairs, Haley's asking Tyler when he realized he was gay, which for some reason, this question gets asked a lot this episode to no effect, to no end. There's not even really like diary room sessions about it. It's just like, it just gets asked a lot today. So he's like, I realized when I was 12. She's like, oh, that's funny. I thought I was gay once. So after I, you know, put a dildo in my bum, I thought, is this what it's like to be a gay man? Felt good.
I actually thought I was a candle maker once. It's the first thing I've ever masturbated with. Your life is funny like that, isn't it? Glad you're stuck.
I really thought I was gay because I was obsessed with a gay icon. You know, I had a severe obsession with Jerry Halliwell to the point that if I knew where she had lived, I would have hidden in her garden. My dad took me to see the Spice Girls when I was about 9, and I dressed up as Jerry Halliwell, and I looked like a little dwarf prostitute. I had my eyebrows drawn on, full contour, Union Jack dress. My dad stood there and was probably like, why does my daughter look like a small sex worker? That was a full verbatim monologue, everyone. That was not a Crappens indulgence.
That's so funny. Isn't being gay passé? Like, I thought it was over. You know, I feel like there's just so much more to be than just gay. People are very excitable about being gay. Like, young people on Bravo are like, oh my God, let me talk about being gay. I feel like it's a trend that's passed. And now we're just regular people with
post-gay.
Yeah, it's just like a post-gay era. Yeah. I feel like you don't get the same you know, you shouldn't get to say monologues. You know what I mean?
Like you don't get to have the, like the tortured monologue about being in the closet anymore.
I mean, yeah, you can have a moment, but like, it's literally every episode with Tyler. He's like, oh my God, I'm gay. You already have a boyfriend and you're talking about having children. Like, I'm not going to cry for you. Oh yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to cry for you.
But then again, I think being like having like a tortured monologue, dramatic, you know, tales of whatever, that is part of the gay experience. I mean, like, I feel like half the reason I came out of the closet was that I could start doing dramatic monologues instead of talking about Dave Matthews all the time.
Okay, fair enough. You know, who am I to say? I'm just like an old gay, you know? So I get that. I'm coming from that space where I'm like, why is everybody acting like so much has been done? You know what I mean? You're hot and you're gay. You know what I mean? Like, you're gay. You're both hot and you're thin and you're gay. Like, I couldn't think of a luckier life. Like, you get to be gay and thin and hot. It's like you just won the fucking genetic lottery. What are you sad about?
It's like, ugh, he's already talked about being gay. What a cliche, just going through all the old tropes. Anyway, here's another parody song from Once on This Island.
But I'm not I'm not like tortured about being gay. I'm celebratory about being gay. See?
Celebratory, and we reserve the right to be both celebratory and self-loathing. And if someone says, stop being self-loathing, I'll say, stop being homophobic.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is the Hippocrat Party, so get used to it. Yeah. So,
do you want a podcast, or do you want self-loathing? What do you want?
Yeah, so then dessert and glow sticks. But God, speaking of being gay, desert and glow sticks. Yes, dessert in the desert with glow sticks. Been there, done that, out of that one.
There's a coconut lime cake that makes its way up to the table. And John has this very, very impassioned food criticism. Oh my God, it tastes so sweet.
Like, what do you fucking think it was going to taste like? It's
cake.
So they all go change into the 80s, and everybody does, you know, so they're putting on like short shorts and headbands and etc, etc. And Fraser's like, 80s fashion was great because we could leave it there, but I'll give them what they need: short shorts and socks pulled up to my knees. I don't remember that part, do you?
Oh yeah, that's very 80s. Yeah, and by the way, just so you know, if 80s are alive and well, just go to any hipster neighborhood. Go to Silver Lake. Go to Brooklyn, okay? You see girls with those Estelle Getty glasses on. You see jean jackets. You see puffy things. Yeah, like, 80s have not left us. The hipsters are keeping it alive.
They've returned.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap and
Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled NutraFol.com, promo code CRAPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPINS.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Commercial.
So now it's 33 knots of wind. Oh, geez. Well, I'm hoping we can dock, but that is crazy. 33 knots of wind. I'm going to do my best. And then it cuts to the guests cheering and Rachel crawling into bed and Laura finding her cell phone. Look, everyone, it's my cell phone. And it's as big as a 3-year-old, you know?
Yeah, it's a giant, like, inflatable thing. And then John's flirting with Fraser. He's like, you look so cute in your little shorts. And he's like, thank you. And then there's, like, dancing. And then John's kissing Fraser on the side of the head. And he's like, oh, my God, I love Fraser. He's, like, so cute. And Fraser's like, please die now. Please die.
Please go die. So then it's another morning on the boat, which means... Tony giving birth, you know, making giving birth sounds while he works out on the deck.
Mm-hmm. And it's windy. And everyone's gathering for the salon. It's Haley's birthday today too. So Sandy does this weird version of happy birthday where I think she thought to herself, you know, I want to sing happy birthday to her. I'm not sure if Bravo has the rights to the song. So let me do my own version. Happy birthday, dear Haley. Happy birthday to you. I was like, what was that?
Happy everyone birthday can sing this. To you. I just added some rest in there and changed the key of that. So hopefully we'll get away with that one. Okay.
It's a public domain happy birthday. I just wasn't sure because I heard the story about those two ladies that had the rights for so many years. Did they revert back to America yet? No.
I'm 33 now. Today's all about me. Only me. And if they don't remind me it's my birthday every half an hour, they can fuck off.
Yeah. Literally. Let's go fuck off somewhere. So
Fraser outside, tells her happy birthday. He's like, oh my God, lovely woman, happy birthday. And she goes, oh, I love that you know that today's all about me.
He's like, I didn't actually say that, but sure. So outside, Katie's asking Tony to help her roll up something or another. And she says, I love Tony. And like, Tony has like a great heart, but like, sometimes you really have to like encourage him. Like, come on, Tony. Like, we really have to do this. It's like, frustrating, like we're all a team, but I don't believe in one person having to do more work than anyone else. So,
God,
she's getting frustrated with Tony. Yeah, no, but
she's
also
not getting frustrated.
Tony.
She's getting frustrated. It's frustrated. Like really frustrated.
Frustrated.
It's really frustrating.
I'm frustrated.
Yeah, and they haven't really shown a lot of this this season, right? This is like a new storyline that Katie's just mad at Tony for not ever keeping up.
But you know, but like Tony has been low-key kind of been he's kind of slow, you know, and this could be one of those storylines where he's slow but she is maybe like, now that she's hooking up with the bosun, thinks she might have a little bit more authority than she does, and so it's like a perfect combination, and then we take sides and we realize they all are wrong, you know.
Yeah, typical. But she's like, okay, Tony, we can do better, Tony. All right, do better, Tony. And then she goes and cuddles with Ross. And he's like, oh my God, so annoying. So someone compliments Fraser. They're like, oh my God, Fraser, like, you know, you're doing great or whatever. Hard. And so then he passes them and the captain's like, oh, they are just lovely, aren't they? Oh my God, leave your cabin every once in a while. They're fucking lovely. Push them over the boat. Okay, it's 33 knots out there. Now's the time to throw them overboard. Get rid of them.
You know, what I've witnessed with Fraser is that he's changed. He's happy. He's engaged. He's let himself out of the abyss and moved to Seattle. He met Roz. He has a TV show. He's a radio show. He's got his brother. He's got his dad. He's got the dog. He's a changed man now. Oh, we're talking about the chief stew. Yeah, he's doing pretty good too. Happy for him.
Yeah, he's doing great. He's going to have a spinoff, although Niles refused to be in it. So maybe that show is, you know, something we can work on in the future. But as for the end of my arc on this show, wow, look at me. I just fixed Fraser. So wow. Oh, I'm sorry, Fraser. His name is Fraser. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a thunderstorm approaching. And then Tony tells Ben that Katie's always bossing me around. So, of course, Ben is like, that's rude. You know, Ben sort of, I don't always love Ben's hot takes. They're sort of right. They're sort of wrong. I don't know. For some reason,
Ben's annoying as fuck. And all he does is flick his hair and look into the camera like he's a model. And he sticks up for Camille. So, like,
yeah,
Ben cannot win with me. He's not going to win with me.
So, then Ben says something he's kind of, it feels like a euphemism what he's trying to say. He's like, I noticed right away that Katie is very much her own woman, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Tony's going to get annoyed. He's an island boy. He's free-spirited. And if you tell him what he's going to do, he's going to explode. So, like, everyone has to cater to Tony. Like, he's like, hey, I noticed that Katie is bossy. That's what he wants to say. A bossy woman. And then, but, like, Tony is a free spirit. So, like if you mess with that, he's going to explode. So everyone has to cater to Tony's personality traits. But Katie is expected to change hers. I don't know. I'm getting, like, myself whipped up over two people I really don't care about.
Yeah, I don't really care about any of these people. But he's like, yeah, I don't know why Katie's so bossy, but that's definitely the first thing I picked up when she walked on board. She's very much her own woman. On this island. Say on this island. It's for the promo clip. It's for the promo clip. On this island. Good job. Good over here hugs. I've changed Ben. Look how much I've helped Ben. On this trip. So then we go over to Fraser and Haley, and he's like, I'm so proud of you. Your character is Captain saying that? Why would Fraser,
Fraser
say that?
Fraser is like, I just got the nicest message from Captain Sandy. She said, I'm proud of you. You're in it to win it, which is funny because I didn't know we were winning anything. And your character's shining through. You're an incredibly human to be able to rise out of the abyss, Fraser. Can't wait to see you Thursdays at 9:30 after Seinfeld.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Thank your team captain. Cheers. On your way to your nap. Okay. Love, Captain Sandy. So then she passes by, you know, just to see probably if he's checked his messages yet. And he's like, I've just seen your message. It meant so much to me. And she goes, yeah, well, you deserve it. You know why? In it to win it. Okay. This is epic for you. God, I love you.
Yeah. Now, if you hold on, I'm going to go back to my room and maybe text you a few more cliches. How do you feel about cookies crumbling and milk, you know, crying over spilled milk? Because that's the way it happens, and that's what you're not going to do, huh?
Captain Sandy cannot leave even a guest stint on the show without completely fixing somebody, you know?
Yeah.
So funny. So then Katie is bossing Tony around more. She's like, Tony, clean that sun deck before it's like a tsunami. I'll go to the bridge deck. You do that, but I'm going to be on bridge deck. And please don't do it wrong. Okay. Oh, my God. I feel like you're doing it wrong. Okay. Tsunami. Do you understand? Do it right, Tony. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. And then Sandy's telling Ross that she didn't sleep last night because of the wind. And so she's going to go into port as soon as she can. So Ross tells the team to be ready. And then Haley's talking to Tyler. And she's like, that's my birthday today. I came into the world today. I ruined my mom's vagina.
So Fraser takes some orders. Some breakfast orders. And then he's just going down all the food allergies. It's like, okay, Lakeith wants French toast, but with no meat. Susan wants French toast, only the egg, not the bread, but in a square shape. No syrup, only molasses. All right, then let's move on to Gina, who is ridiculous. And Rachel's like, fucking cut whore, cut fitness whore ass bitch.
So now it's time to make it into port. It's windy out. So Sandy's telling us, trying to dock when there's a storm out is never fun. You know, you think as a captain, hopefully the engines will run. I don't want to lose steering when my bow thrusters run. You know, will a teacup fall off of a shelf somewhere? Will the windshield wipers work just in case there's a little bit of a spritz? Radio, can we get AM on this thing? I need to know the news and the traffic, you know?
Do storks really deliver babies sometimes? Wow. The things you think when you're in the wind. Oh, Ben, you're going to have to throw that line 60 feet. If not, we're all going to die on this island. Ben, Ben. He's like, got it. It's like, wow, we're safe.
I know. There was a lot of like Master and Commander music. Dun, 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 dun. That might be Pirates. But either way, it was like, dun, 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 dun. And he just throws a rope.
So John is walking around in this weird netted toga crop top, weird ass. It's a weird ass outfit. Okay. Yeah. So he's walking around and someone's like, oh my God, I love your weird net toga, weird outfit thing. And he goes, oh, thank you. I got it from Tulum.
Once again, every backstory on Bravo takes place in Tulum this year.
What happened in Tulum this past year? Was it like the only place open? What the hell? Everybody was in Tulum.
Everyone went to Tulum. So now
I'm such Sandy's a loser. Texting. I went to Cabo San Lucas. What a fucking loser.
Yeah, you missed out. So now Sandy's texting. Hey, Norma, just following up on getting another stew. Give me a call when you get a chance. I don't know if you're too busy sticking your face at the bottom of a Ben and Jerry's container, but there's actual work to do. Thanks.
So then breakfast is delivered and they want more Lakeisha's yogurt.
Back to Lakeisha wants all the stuff again. She wants yogurt. She wants pears on the side. She's just asking for things again.
Who asked for that? That's one of the funniest things. She goes, yeah, they just serve French fucking French toast and omelets. And she goes, can I have some pears on the side? Pears? That is not just a common fruit people have lying around, okay? That weird, meaty, sandy fruit.
It's an odd choice for the breakfast. It really is. So Rachel's like, eat my cooter. That's how I feel about it. Eh. And then Laura is like, Laura gives Captain Sandy some props. She gives her basically like a velvet robe and a crown and a scepter. And she goes, so, well, on behalf of Mrs. Classic Universe, we have a cape to protect you from cheaters like David. And this this crown so everyone knows that you're real for real. And this scepter for any bad behavior may encounter from David again.
Congratulations, Captain Sandy. Now, someone asked for a pear, and I was told to just pull it out of my ass, and I actually have. Literally just squatted, and a pear came out. So here you go, Lakeisha. Enjoy. Enjoy that one.
Yeah. So now it's time for the guests to leave. Everyone lines up. Laura gives a little speech. She does the pageant wave, and the group heads off onto the dock. But then Lakeisha gets lost on the dock, which I don't know how you do that. I feel like you just walk with the rest of the pack of women, you know?
I don't think any of them were really friends. I think this was one of those things that they all got, they entered, so I think I've said this before, but they enter some raffle and they all win tickets and they just kind of ended up there together. And Lakeisha maybe didn't like them. She's like, I'm going to go this way. Then she's like, wait, now I'm lost. And everyone else is just running from Lakeisha.
Yeah, just trying to get away from her.
Yeah.
So Haley's like, what is she doing? And Frasier's like, no one's sure. Where's she? Haley's like, where is she going? And Frasier's like, no one's sure. Probably to hell.
She has no clue where she's going, is she? Looks like a fart in the wind. And the captain's like, okay, for one of my final solos this evening, turn this board around on this island, fill it full of passion. So Frasier is going to do some stew toilets, and Haley's like, consider yourself lucky. John left a shit stain in the toilet. Rachel goes, winning!
And then Ben pulls Ross aside and says, hey, just so you know, Katie's getting kind of bossy, which I just feel like is not Ben's place to do that if he's not the one having the issue with Katie. I feel like that's, although I guess it's, since he's lead deckhand, he has to observe these things. But still, and Ross is like, I've noticed Katie's quite assertive, and Tony's like, why am I being told what to do by someone who's at the same level and job position and potentially lives in a tree in the off season? She looks like a Cuba elf, does she not?
What I want to do is nip that in the bud right before it expands into anything else. I'd just like to get a little sperm out first, if that's all right with you. So now they're in the Sky Lounge, and Captain's like, wow, tip meeting, charter number 7. Whew, how do you think that happened, considering I let someone go on day 1? And Frasier's like, it was the best charter. I'm your best little boy, Captain Sandy. She's like, wow, Frasier, you're like Jean-Claude Van Damme in a room full of oddly foreign, but not necessarily describably foreign men. Killing it. Okay? That's my point.
Yeah, you know, the energy on this ship has totally changed, okay? It's like a total reset. Frasier is killing it, and he's in it to win it. He's going to win it, and then he's going to kill it. That it? He killed a clown in a gutter, but he also won the clown. And I am so proud of him on this island.
Well, I'm hugely appreciative. To feel appreciated, it tickles me like nothing else. Look at my face, my tickled face.
Okay, you guys all made $5. Okay, everyone. Congratulations.
Wow, congrats. They didn't even leave one of the plastic tiaras behind. Well, you know, at least Fraser's a good person now, thanks to me. And Rachel's like, oh, okay, cool. And Katie's like, this is the worst tip of the season so far. And like with everything we did, I think it's like kind of a slap in the face. It's frustrating.
And I say this to someone who willingly gets slapped in the face by pining after Ross. It's literally a relationship of being slapped in the face. So,
well, enjoy your birthday celebration tonight at Burger King. Okay, which is all you can afford after this charter. Go have fun.
So they get back to cleaning, and now we see Katie being bossy. And she's like, all right, Tony, come on, let's move faster. I mean, we just got to get this shit done, okay? Hey, Tony, you want to put that back down? Hey, Tony, you want to go over there? Hey, Tony, you want to roll this up? Hey, Tony, there's an owl over there. Go look at it. Just kidding, it wasn't an owl. It was a piece of trash. You can put that in the garbage. Thanks.
Katie, Ross, meet me on the sun deck, but meet my penis first on the stairs, please.
Listen, Katie, I know that you are very proactive and assertive, and we need to respect each other in our positions, our sexual positions, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, back to boss mode. So the bossy bit needs to wind back a little bit, so...
Well, I mean, bossy man.
Right. But Tony is more delicate in this kind of thing, and it's winding him up.
Well, I'm not doing it in a mean way, all right? I feel like I work 10 times harder than him.
Yes, and I love that you're assertive.
Yeah, but that's why he's getting mad at me, because, like, I'm telling him what to do. So
listen to me
mad.
Without interrupting, if that's okay. Okay, he's not said this to me, but I've seen
it.
Got it. Can you listen? Is it possible for you to listen? You're stepping out of line, you little elf.
Frustrated. Listen. He's like, are you mad at me? And she's like, no, honey, I have tough-ass skin. And then she starts doing that thing where she makes her ponytail 10 times. She's like, oh, made my ponytail. Ah, I'm going to make it again. Ah, let me make it a third ponytail.
Yeah, she keeps putting it through the loop.
He's like, I love Katie. However, it's up to me to tell her firmly what she should or shouldn't be doing when I feel guilty that I've crossed a line. In yachting, there's a saying, don't screw the crew. And it's for situations just like this. Katie?
Yeah?
Please come give me a blowjob.
All right, let's do it.
Not to be bossy or anything. I don't want to be a hypocrite.
So Rachel farts. Somewhere Rachel farts. And then Katie wants to take a shower. And Ben says, she's not happy with you, is she? I don't even know what that is. But he said it. Oh, to Tony, maybe. I don't know, to Ross.
There's some fart talk. You know when it's the clean section? I'm not really sure what to write down. So I just write clean.
Same, that's what I do. Clean. And I wrote down that quote randomly. It was just Ben talking to Ross, being like, she's not happy with you, is she? So now it's time for the preference sheet meeting, and Sandy's like, okay, I'm going to tell you what, okay? I read this, and I was like, I was like, dot, 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 things that make you go,
Or maybe if you open a Pop Chips bag, things that make you go, wow, Jackie Clapton. Commercial real estate financier and president of a mortgage firm joined by a group of business associates. They'd like a steel drum playing at their dinner. Beach games with the crew. That's original. Okay. Oh, maybe you could do a nightclub night. That's what they... Why did this make you go, wow? Why? Literally, you've done all of this stuff 10 times this season.
I know.
Don't build a commercial real estate person up. Okay, these are lame ass people asking for the same lame ass things.
I just was listening to my old cassette of CNC Music Factory, so I just was saying a lot. So anyway, here we go. All right, are we ready for this? We're gonna rock and roll. We're gonna move your souls.
These people will challenge you on every level. All right, Captain, is there any update on the crew, the new crew? And she's like, oh, it's challenging because Norma's basically a toddler with a pack of Newports in her shirt sleeve. So, you know, I'll check in on it. And then we cut to Haley talking to her boyfriend. And this is pretty much exactly how you would think their conversations would go. That camera is right in her face. She's lying down on one of the bunks. And she's like, my nose hurts. I'm picking it. And he goes, oh, yeah? You eating them? She's like, yeah. My bum hurts, too. He's like, oh, yeah? You picking your ass? She goes, yeah, I am. It smells. He's like, this is disgusting. She's like, oh, my God, I'm coming. Coming with my finger up my nose.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for...
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
For a Crappens commercial.
And then Fraser, meanwhile, has sourced the cake for the birthday celebration. And he's like, I got her a cake. I got her a cake that has her amazing hair on it and a foghorn because she has one of the loudest voices I've ever heard in my life. And then we have a montage.
We just hear Haley like burping loud, going, what was that? My ass. Ah.
She's making the loudest noises. I can't do it because of my cold.
Just saying random things. She's like, oh, my vagina's falling off. And then they cut to her in another scene going, Mary Poppins is out and she's moist.
Right. And then a text from Norma comes in. Hey, stupid face. I've got a stew for you. Her name is Leanne. And she used to be on a show called Something About Dallas, and she said she's excited to get on the boat and punch some holes in the wall. So get excited for that, stupid.
Oh, hi. I'm glad they let you out of kindergarten class long enough to text me, Norms. That's great. It took you a really long time to find one person. Are you trying to make up for that by picking someone with two first names?
Yeah, well, you know, it was more of just a test to see if you could read a sentence that was... had two names in it that was long enough for that, for your brain. Not my best work. Okay, sorry. I apologize.
It's all right. I can't wait to get off tomorrow and spend a long weekend with you. Gosh.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let me know where you want to meet up, and I'll be sure to not be there.
Listen, you're never going to leave, because where we're going to meet up is this island. This island. This island. Love you.
Yeah, I guess I love you, too.
So in the mess, Haley is like, hey, Tony, smell it, Tony. Smell it, Tony. Smell it. So I don't know. I think it's a towel or something she rubbed on herself. And Tony's like, Fraser, when did you know you were gay? You guys, fuck off. What the fuck? Did you know you were gay? Tony, yeah, when did you know you were obsessed with eating chips? And then when did that turn into an obsessive working out the habit that you have in the morning and cry if you don't get to engage in it?
Oh, touche. So Fraser talks about how he tried to date girls, but he couldn't fuck them. And that like one time he like got really like he was going to try to have sex. And then his like dick flopped out onto her vagina and they're all cracking up. And this was all happening on a beach. And then like a jellyfish, she was lying on the beach and a jellyfish came like washed up and stung her on the neck. And, he's like, I was so grateful. Talk about coitus interruptus.
Oh, no kidding. He's like, I think vaginas are the devil. And Haley's like, ah! So then coming up, new girl. Uh-oh. Everybody's getting ready. And here comes someone's Leanne. Coming up. Leanne. Yeah. And so Haley is telling us that it's time to go out, but she would really just love to sleep. But she sees the cake and Rachel sees the cake and she's like, oh my God, this cake is freaky as fuck. Like, oh, what the fuck with this cake? It is pretty scary.
Yeah, because there's like basically a photo of Haley on the side. You know how they can put photos of people on cakes? But then there's like red piping coming out of the photo to represent her hair. It's just sort of weird, but it looks oddly vaginal in a weird way, which is the most appropriate cake for Haley.
It looks like birthday party clown hair, like for girls, you know, like those real real thick yarn. I mean, yeah, it's real creepy. So she comes out in a crazy boob outfit and sees the cake and it's like, oh my God, I want to shove my head in that cake. Oh my God, this is everywhere. It's going to be cum everywhere all over that cake. Oh my God, this cake made me lose my jizz. All right.
I'm wondering, how did Fraser order that cake? I would never think to order a cake. Did he say, I want a cake and I want her face on the side and I want red piping coming out of her scalp to look like hair? Is that what he did? Is it like a standard cake? I've never seen a cake like that before.
I don't know. I think this is one where they let the PA take over and it just turned into a very scary moment. So now they're like partying on the bar and Haley's like, oh God, I love a shit. I really do. So then she's telling everyone they're like family and licking the cake and stuff. And she takes a big, huge bite of the cake and drops the cake. And she's like, oh my God, thanks. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for being better than vaginas on a pie plate or whatever, you know, going on.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I wonder if the cake was sweet. Because I hear that's like some cakes are sweet.
Yes.
This cake was so sweet.
Yes. So Katie pulls Tony aside. And she's like, Tony, I just wanted to say, like, I'm sorry I bossed you around. He goes, it's okay. She goes, no, it's not. I really don't mean to do it. He goes, no, it's okay. And she tells us, I want to apologize because, like, I don't want him to be upset. Like, I get it. Guys don't like to be bossed around by girls. So, like, I get it. I just need to, like, be bigger and better than this.
Yeah, just strive to be better. Strive to work within the patriarchy, I guess. That seems like what she's saying. I'll just work with the patriarchy. So then Haley is like...
But also, like, nobody likes to be bossed around. I don't think it's by girls. I think it's like,
no.
You know, he just doesn't bossed around, and you're getting too comfortable bossing people around. Like, you're at the same level, you know?
But men are particularly... you know, babies about it, because men are very happy to be bossy to women. Like, if the roles, we've seen the roles reversed a million times on this show with the Deckies, and it's just so funny how like a woman does it. I'm not saying that it's justified, but how the men are like, oh, and then they go and complain. So now Haley's like, oh, absolutely love today. I mean, last year a dog consumed my whole birthday cake and left a trail of pink sick all over my pants. So it's got to be better than last year, isn't it? Isn't it?
So at 8 a.m., Rachel just wakes up and is like, fuck me with a chainsaw. I've tried that, actually. You don't want to do that. Yeah. Most things in life are fuckable. Not chainsaws, darling.
I wonder if that's why YouTube is suddenly serving me ads about chainsaw attachments for drills. Like, I saw this ad that was like, hey, man, you want to turn your like this kind of saw into a chainsaw? Just buy this and put it on, and now you got a chainsaw. I was like, wait, what? Why am I a chainsaw target audience?
Maybe they know about your new hobby, murder.
I am wearing, you know what? I actually am wearing flannel today, so maybe they're like, you're going to wear flannel tomorrow. We already know it, so here, get ready for chainsaw content. that little chuckle.
Like, here comes Butch, get those ads served.
Yeah.
So Ross comes to have a meeting with his team, and he's like, apologize for being late today. I was having a massive wank in the bathroom.
I was waiting for him to say, just kidding, but that never arrived. So then Fraser's
what year is it on these boats? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, what decade is it still on these boats? Is it like that Netflix show on the boat where everybody's like stuck on the boat in the 1800s? And you're like, what's going on? Is it the 1800s or 2023? You don't know. And you never really find out.
Yeah. So Fraser asks Tyler if he's feeling okay. And Tyler's like, yes. So that was Tyler's big moment of the episode. And then Katie is like, I was born on Friday the 13th. And they're like, that's why you're so scary. She's like, I don't get it. So then Rachel's cursing. And Sandy calls Fraser. And she goes, so fortunately, I got the wheels in motion for your second stew. I said, give me someone who is likes to win and is in it. So together, she's going to be in it to win it. Okay, guess what? Here she is. Her name is Lee Ann, and she's a former Chief Stew. Okay, Fraser, come on. This is your final test. Are you going to be crestfallen? Are you still going to be in it to win it? That's the way the cookie crumbles. Can't have your cake and eat it too, even if it's sweet cake. Okay?
He's like, Chief Stew experience? Oh, God. We've got two roads here. She could come in and start doubting me, or... the other road is we've got someone we can put anywhere and they're going to be happy to assist. Hopefully we're going to have the latter. But oh God, oh God, oh God.
It's like hey, starts. Phrase.
Yeah?
Listen, it's not two roads. On the ocean, there are no roads. Hey, where we're going, we don't even need roads. You know what I'm saying, Doc? That's a reference to Doc.
Hey, listen, take it this way. Her name is Leanne, but if you really think about what that rhymes with, B-M-A-N. Fixed him. Fixed Fraser. So then the deck crew is covering furniture. Fraser is showing Haley the CV of this new Leanne lady. And Haley's like, oh, Chief Stew, is she? Oh, my God, I've got to get the cabin ready. She'll be disgusted. It's like the only time Haley has offered to clean to impress anybody. So this is going to make Fraser unravel quickly.
Yeah, and Fraser says, he tells Katie, he's like, he's going around everywhere. He's like the town crier. He's like, hear ye, this is absolutely awful, hear ye. I'm disgusted in myself. New Chief Stew, on the way, and her name, she's called Leanne. She's called Leanne. He keeps saying she's called Leanne, as if, like, she's a product in a store. Have you seen that new Chief Stew you can buy? It's called a Leanne. Yes, she's coming on board.
And so she's walking down the dock, and the guys, of course, are all up there like, you know, puppies waiting to get fed. Fucking guys on these boats are all the same. They're just like tongues wagging, like watching the tiny dock become an actual sized woman. And Fraser just runs down the dock. He's like, flying!
And then Ben sees her and he goes, oh, he makes a lot of noises. He's like, oh, I think I know her. Get out of town.
And Katie's like, did you guys fuck? And he's like, we've got so many new pictures of each other on our phones. No way. I can't believe I know this girl. You can't write this stuff. Actually, it's literally written.
It's
literally written in every story. So she comes in. Leanne is like, is that Ben? And he's like, oh, God, I met this girl on Tinder about a year ago. I've never met her. And we both have needs of each other on our phone. We decided to sext, and here she is. And she goes, what a surprise. What small world, eh?
And then Ross is like, never consummated then. I'm going to enjoy this. And now we meet Leanne. She goes, the best part of yachting is the boys. Yeah, jokes. I love joking. I'm such a joker. You know, I love the jokes. You know, she's going to be the most humorless person on this boat. Be like, hey, Leanne, looks like you forgot that spot over there. Just kidding. I don't see what's funny about that because I take my book very seriously.
She's like, I'm from Cape Town. And then we see her picture. It's a little girl with a cat. It's like they're like, here's everything you need to know about Leanne, a little girl with a cat. She goes, I worked myself up to Chief Stew with hard work and dedication and proving everyone wrong because I can do this and I will do this. And she goes up to meet Sandy, and Fraser is like, oh my God, I'm loving this vibe. And she's like, people describe me as a bit of a tomboy. I like speed. I like motorsport. I love adrenaline. I love jumping out of airplanes. Not like a normal female would do. It's so funny, isn't it? It's only on Instagram. Literally, I could for ages, literally. And then he's like, I'm warning you now. I think we have some similar inclinations in the bedroom, and I just can't read it. And that is, woo, it's so dirty. It's so sexual. I love sex with Ben. Insta sex with Ben. It's like, oh my God, this chick is nuts.
I know, she is nuts. And I thought it was funny that when she said she likes jumping out of airplanes, they showed a picture of her just jumping into a pool. They're like, well, this is as close as you can get.
With a cat?
Yeah, like, not quite the same drama. I was like, what a tomboy. So then Sandy's like looking out, and she goes, hey, is that Captain Lee? And then Captain Lee's like, it is Captain Lee. I just landed. I'll be there in an hour.
Oh, good luck with that. Seems like an hour, but you never know on this island.
So then Leanne's looking at her new room and she's like, what's a mess? And then now it's amazing.
I like when Haley went to clean the room. She was picking stuff off the floor and then she put something up to her nose and she went, yeah, that smells like me.
Hey, everyone, let's have a meeting. Okay, everybody, welcome. Okay, hey, I have an update for you. Okay, I'm now running on Yellowstone OS. I've been updated. Okay, there we go. So charter guests, they don't arrive till 1 p.m. And it's kind of bittersweet for me because I have grown fond of all of you, you know, all you people who I have fixed. And today, Captain Lee comes back to this island.
Oh, thank you so much for being the captain. I don't know why I'm so emotional. You know, it's like at the beginning of a flipper flap. You see Fraser, a run-down gay who just doesn't believe in himself. And by the end, he's got gray tiles, gray floors, and gray walls, and someone buys him, and the couple makes a couple of $100,000. And I think, gosh, my work here is done. On to the next.
Yeah, you know, I'm so grateful for this crew's hard work and dedication. It's like we were in the trenches together, except we weren't just in a gorgeous Caribbean port in a lap of luxury. So what they've gone through to this point is pretty awesome. Like the time they had to put some gold leaf on a steak, or the time they had to serve drinks to people who were bossy. God, they've been through so much together.
This is officially my last song of my journey here with you. Let's do it cabaret style this time. Turn the beat around. Ooh. So clean, clean, clean. And very dramatic music plays as a golf cart arrives and Captain Lee comes out with a cane and walks slowly to the boat. And Sandy's like, how you doing? Did they find out what happened to you? And he's like, it's inflammation of the sciatic goddamn nerve.
I'm so goddamn glad to be back. I feel like I'm back where I belong. Here on a boat of broken people. Actually, I kind of fixed them all. God damn it! I spent every day in physical therapy, walked around and bossed people around, and doctors have assured me that I'm not going to damage myself anymore by working, and I'll be goddamn if anything's going to keep me from it. So here I am, everyone, back on the boat.
Okay, sorry to interrupt your monologue, but I have something to tell you. Alyssa's gone. Insubordination. Ah, really? Yeah, you know, okay, Sandy, I mean Captain. Ah, she's lucky she wasn't on a donkey scaling the side of a mountain to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you know what? Sandy did the right thing. They needed to go. If they needed to go, they needed to go. And she's the one who had to deal with it, and I'm sure she made the best decision for the boat. And the crew on this island. Yes, yes, on this island.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and hand over the reins, okay? He goes, thanks for coming and bailing me out. She's like, thanks for coming and bailing me out. And then they laugh. He laughs at Sheila. I don't think they like each other. I'm sorry. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Maybe one day I'll return the favor, which I fucking won't. She goes, oh, hold on. I got a call. Hello? Hi, it's me, Captain Lee, coming on the way from the airport. This island.
You're not the real Captain Lee. The real Captain Lee's Tiana. You're a tulpa.
Yeah, so we don't know who this captain is, you know?
So then Ben, meanwhile, Ben is acting like he's out of some sort of movie where like there's a beloved headmaster that comes back to school. He's like running through the halls being like, cap is back, everyone, cap is back. He's like ringing bells, he's got like ribbons in his hair, and he's like,
I can't wait to tell you how much Captain Sandy's taught me about wind.
I know. You know what, I hope for the crew having Captain Lee back that they shine and they show him how far they've come. And I hope he gets to witness that and walk away knowing that he's healthier, he's better, and he finished with an excellent clue that is in a geographical location where there's victory. In other words, in it to win it.
All right, everybody. All crew. Thank you, everyone. Now get your asses back to work. And that's the end of that. Now, I was a little confused as someone who engages.
How could you ignore Sandy's final pep talk to Fraser? Sandy gets into her polo shirt. I mean, regular clothes now. And Fraser, you're incredible. You know, there was a time when I just reserved those words for Tyler when he was polishing silverware. But now you are the silverware polisher, metaphorically. You know what? I'm going to leave you with one thing, and it's going to be a gift from me to you. And that's a hug. Come on, give me a hug. Give me a hug, Fraser.
And he says, Captain Sandy taught me a lot. Yes, we had our ups and downs, but I look up to her enormously, and I thank her. What? Wait, I'm very confused because reading stuff about this season, everyone seems so pissed off. Like, Rachel's not coming back to Bravo. She had her whole dramatic week on Twitter, and I think it was mostly about Austin Kroll from Southern Charm, hating him. But I figured something went down on the season to piss her off, and I figured that kind of would have been with the whole captain drama with Sandy and Fraser and Alyssa and all of that stuff that was going on the past couple of weeks. And then I thought Fraser, I've been getting the impression through comments that he's left that he has some drama or something with Sandy. So I'm so confused. What is happening?
I don't know, but we'll have to just keep our eye on this situation.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here. Go get live show tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where you can find links to our bonus, our video recap episodes, and our Crappies on Demand, the actual award show, which is up for 2 more days over at Moment. So we love you guys. Thanks so much for being here. Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell. where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes from Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery. This is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.